Hey everyone, this is the Reporter Roundup. I'm Leo Duran. Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, LA's has been partnering with PBS SoCal and KCET to bring you a daily roundup of the most essential coronavirus news in the LA region. Today, why Cal State faces a grim fiscal future, new demographic info on infections, and the latest on the City Council's housing plans. But first, Matt Tinoco's been following efforts to help shelter our homeless by housing them in hotels and other facilities. But progress has been slow.
Things are moving slowly. The goal was to quickly put 15,000 people into hotel rooms, but we've only gotten about 12% of the way there so far. Another plan to put 6,000 people in city recreation centers, we've only gotten about 1/6 of that one. But I want to give a little extra context. Both the city and county of Los Angeles are going to potentially settle a big federal lawsuit that could end up with court oversight on homelessness in Los Angeles. I've been reading court documents and interviewing those in the know, and the federal court of Judge David Carter is very interested in potentially using government-owned land that could be turned into sort of emergency refuge for people who are homeless right now in Southern California. He's literally given presentations on refugee camps in court. I'll have a story out tomorrow on KPCC and LAist about government-sanctioned camps and about how they could become much more common in the near future.
In a first glimpse at what's almost certain to be a gloomy fiscal future, California State University says in a new report that unanticipated expenses to fight the COVID-19 pandemic and lost revenue connected to campus shutdowns is costing the university hundreds of millions of dollars. Adolfo Guzman-Lopez has more.
So for the first time, the California State University system, which is the largest university system in the state and also the nation, revealed the tally for COVID-19 related losses, $337 million in losses. And the big chunks of that are lost income from dorms and parking, because as we all know, the colleges these days are ghost towns. Another big part was losses in nonprofits at campuses, such as university bookstores. I talked to the bookstore, the Bronco bookstore at Cal Poly Pomona. They said that typically this time of the year, they're selling a lot of diploma frames that go from $150 on up, and a lot of spirit wear. They're selling very little of that these days. Another big chunk of money that the Cal States have lost is in unexpected expenses, such as computers and software and sanitizing buildings and overtime for employees. And the trustees are going to be talking about all this next Tuesday at their meeting.
Next, new data released Wednesday has brought to light some key demographics of who has been infected by coronavirus in the region. Here's Alyssa Jung Perry with a breakdown.
Yeah, so in mid-April, the County Board of Supervisors wanted to understand why some communities like Latinos and African Americans were impacted by COVID-19 than other communities. So they directed the county's health department to take a deeper dive into the data and crunch more numbers. The coroner's office also took part in it. The report was recently released and presented to the board. It shows that Native Hawaiian and other Pacific Islanders, as well as Latino African Americans, had higher rates of the virus, as well as deaths related to COVID-19. Another thing to note is that Latino rates went up and white rates went down compared to earlier data because the author adjusted the ages to come to a cleaner comparison, meaning the Latino population is much younger demographic here in LA County compared to the white population. So the report also includes recommendations like increased testing in impacted communities, working with community organizations to provide culturally relevant information on the virus, and to make sure that community voices are at the table when they're making decisions.
And finally, Aaron Mendelson has been monitoring city council discussions about housing. Here's his latest.
Yeah, so today the city council is debating an item that would let tenants sue their landlords when the landlord violates eviction protections. That means the tenant could take their landlord to civil court and potentially get $10,000 per violation of these eviction protections. That number goes up to $15,000 if the tenant is elderly or disabled. In LA, these protections, as they've been enacted during the pandemic, mean that landlords cannot evict tenants if tenants are unable to pay for COVID-19 related reasons. We heard during public comment from landlord groups and individual landlords who are very fiercely opposed to this. They say it would invite frivolous lawsuits. One other thing to mention from City Council today, they passed a rent freeze for rent stabilized units in the city of LA. That means no rent increases in those units for at least a year until the emergency order lifts in the city of LA.
Thanks for listening to today's Reporter Roundup. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another roundup for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The Reporter Roundup is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.